This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
When Detroit filed for bankruptcy protection a couple of weeks ago, the biggest municipal bankruptcy we've ever had, in case you hadn't heard, the city basically told its creditors to get in line to get paid. Among those creditors standing in line are people who'd bought municipal bonds, muni bonds, as they're called. And now, as Kate Davidson reports, the $3.7 trillion muni market is a tad uneasy.
Battle Creek, Michigan is 120 miles from Detroit, right on the train line, says City Finance Director Linda Morrison.
There is a lot of noise. There's a lot of trains that come through on a daily basis.
That's why Battle Creek wanted to sell $16 million worth of muni bonds to fund a quiet zone downtown and buy a new fire engine.
Windows in City Hall, yep.
But even though Battle Creek has a good credit rating, some investors are wary about buying Michigan bonds. Some have called it the Detroit penalty. Battle Creek called off its bond sale because investors wanted more interest than the city could afford to pay.
About $200,000 more a year. And some of these projects were going to be paid off over a 5-year period, a 10-year period, and some over a 20-year period.
Lisa Washburn is with Municipal Market Advisors. She says while postponements happen from time to time, this is the third one in Michigan since Detroit declared bankruptcy.
It is a bit unusual to have three transactions so close together in the state of Michigan, all pulled around the same time.
For now, though, this seems to be a case of what happens in Michigan mostly stays in Michigan. That's because Detroit's proposal to treat bondholders just like everyone else that owes money is so unusual. Alan Schenkel analyzes muni bonds for Janney Capital Markets.
Last week, I believe approximately $7 billion worth of bond sales went off pretty much without a hitch.
Recent sales in Connecticut and Washington have gone fine. Schenkel says at the end of the day, there's still a market for munis. The question in Michigan is at what price? I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.